Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. A school bus driver is under arrest in the death of a 15-year-old girl in Brooklyn. Glenn Shuck with more, live from Coney Island this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, a very difficult story to tell, Lee. Surveillance video showing this full-size yellow school bus making a slow right turn, Bedford Avenue and Avenue P, yesterday morning, was headed to a Jewish school with children actually on the bus at the time. 15-year-old Antonina Zatolovska was in the right-of-way, in the crosswalk. She had that right-of-way when she was struck and killed by this bus. This was about 8 in the morning as this man was standing nearby. He spoke with Channel 7.
I don't know if he didn't realize that he hit somebody or something, but he kept on going and it didn't stop.
Indeed, the bus kept on going, and several hours later, the driver of that bus was tracked down by police. Lee's 55-year-old Alexander Patlock, who claims he never saw the teen, didn't even realize, he says, that he had hit her. He was given a desk appearance ticket after being put into custody and then released. The charge includes failure to yield to a pedestrian. Again, it is an appearance ticket only. The Zatolovska family live here in Coney Island. They immigrated several years ago from Ukraine. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live in Brooklyn.
You'll be awake today for Crystal Byron Nieves, the East Harlem Burger King cashier killed during a holdup. Police have arrested the man they say killed her. And Crystal's mother has some thoughts about him, as Samantha Liebman reports this morning. Sam?
And Lee, Crystal Byron Nieves's mother, speaking through an interpreter.
This person took my life.
The tears and pain need no translation. Christy Nieves Montalvo says she wants justice for her 19-year-old daughter who was fatally shot at an East Harlem Burger King, allegedly by a former employee, January 9th, even after she handed him money from the register.
Maybe my daughter is not the first one who died in this way, but I want my daughter to be the last.
Her lawyer, Sanford Rubenstein, says while the courts deal with her killer, they're looking at whether Burger King is partly to blame.
A complete investigation will be underway with regard to the civil liability in this case of Burger King and the responsibility they have to their employees.
The wake today and tomorrow here in East Harlem before her body is flown to Puerto Rico for burial. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in East Harlem.
The man accused of pushing Michelle Goh to her death in front of an R train over the weekend was homeless, which makes her death ironic in addition to senseless and tragic. Dana Cassidy of the New York Junior League says Michelle Goh had a passion for working with the homeless.
She is a very compassionate soul who wanted to be rewarded by that direct impact and directly working with those individuals.
Mayor Adams' comments on Michelle Goh's death and subway safety aren't playing well with a lot of New Yorkers.
When you have an incident like this, the perception is what we're fighting against.
The perception of fear. He says the subways are actually safe. Jennifer Harrison of Victims' Rights New York disagrees strongly.
I think it was extremely tone deaf for the mayor to come out and explain that this is perception. A young woman is dead because a homeless person was enabled to roam free and push her onto the track.
And she says this is not perception, it's reality. Cops would like an assist tracking down some crooks who've been burglarizing stores in the Bronx. They hit an electronics store called Y-Tech on White Plains Road last Thursday and made off with almost $100,000 worth of merchandise and $3,700 cash. That was three burglars in that case. Then on Saturday, two of these guys hit Tellier Wireless on East Tremont Avenue, stealing more than $80,000 worth of electronics. We have surveillance images of these burglars, and we'll be putting them up for your viewing pleasure at 1010winds.com. Lorenzo Bovell was shot and wounded back in 2007. He was a suspect in a shooting in 2017. And this year, he became the victim of a fatal shooting. He was found shot in the chest last evening at the corner of Quincy and Patchen in Bed-Stuy. They took him to Kings County, but he couldn't be saved. He was 34 years old. There's no word yet on who shot him or why. If you enjoyed Wonder Bread when you were a kid and maybe you'd like to live in the Wonder Bread factory, well, now you can. The old Wonder Bread factory in Hoboken's been turned into luxury apartments, the Wonder Lofts, and they're big. And you need a big apartment if you grew up on Wonder Bread because it made you big and strong in 8 ways, or so we were told.
Grow bigger and stronger 8 ways.
So be sure to eat Wonder Bread.
But don't expect to find much Wonder Bread if you move into the Wonder Lofts on Clinton Street. They stopped baking bread there over 50 years ago. A Yonkers police officer is in the ICU this morning after responding to a report of a man waving a gun. That man wound up getting shot.
The details of the Yonkers police shooting of a suspect remain unclear, but what is known is that a police officer is in intensive care with 4 broken vertebrae in his neck, and he has a concussion. Yonkers Police Commissioner John Mueller says the officer was the first to reach the third floor hallway where a 911 caller said a man was waving a gun. And he says police body cam video shows the officer, for some reason, jumped over the third floor railing down 10 feet to the second floor.
We can only speculate, but to have an officer throw themselves over a banister and land 10 floor to the ground, clearly, I would imagine, one would think that he felt like he was in grave danger.
He said the officer has been a cop for 20 plus years and is very dedicated.
He normally works in Getty Square, dealing with the homeless population, dealing with the mentally ill and things like that.
The suspect sustained a bullet wound to his calf. Carol DiUria, 1010 Winds in Yonkers.
The Nets got a taste of what life without Kevin Durant is like last night, and they didn't much like it, as Mark Erne is here to tell us this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, it tasted like forgotten leftovers from the back of the fridge, especially after hearing that Durant's out indefinitely with a sprained knee. Brooklyn lost in Cleveland 114-107, but it was a road game, which meant Kyrie Irving played, and he scored a game-high 27 points before saying KD's absence doesn't affect his thoughts on vaccination.
I just don't want to bring science into this, and it always gets wrapped up, and I'm asked questions all the time about what's my status. And I'm like, man, if you were in my position, it would be easy for someone to say, well, why don't you just get vaccinated? But you're not. And that's just the reality of it. And I've made my decision already, and I'm standing on it.
Meantime, the Knicks holiday matinee at the Garden saw them lose to Charlotte 97-87. Mark Erne, 1010 Winds Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.